Is it too late to get into the net? Question number 89. There is among us one who is teaching that if the net was drawn ashore Matthew 13:47-48, in 1930, then those who were not in it at that time, that is, who were not then members of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, cannot hope to be a part of the first fruits. If true, then why should one attempt to come in now rather than to wait for the time of the second fruits? Or, if already in the message, why should he continue striving to live up to it if his efforts are bound in futility because he missed the deadline? Answer. The parabolical act of drawing the net to shore, the Lord's momentarily intermitting his work, does not, in the literal connection, bar any from getting into it if they put forth the necessary effort. For, though fish, as fish, cannot actually swim to a net after it is drawn ashore, yet as people they can actually get into the church up to the close of probation. Surely if good fish manage to get into the net while it is being hauled ashore, the fishermen will not throw them out with the bad simply because the net did not catch them. Rather, they will be accounted even more precious because of their own extra effort expended in getting in without anyone's going after them with the net. If one cannot see the possibility of himself as a fish getting into the net, he can easily see himself as a sheep getting into the fold. Clearly, then, the deadline idea is a specious concept which can only discourage the Christian's progress, causing some already in the message to rationalize their way out because of the futility of staying in, and justifying others in not making the necessary effort to get into the net of salvation when the opportunity presents itself. Indeed, it even forces them to forego their present opportunity and to wait for one that is never coming. Today, says the Spirit of God, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Hebrews 4:7.